This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Keeps over 90% of the spending, keeps over 90% of the taxes, and simply reshuffles the formula. I think that if we do this, the end result will be we're going to have a food fight over the formula every time one party takes over. I don't think there's an end scenario where we finally get to any kind of stability in our country.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul reacting to the conversation, the push-pull over will the Senate come up with something to repeal and replace Obamacare, but Senator Collins, with her feet in the sand, buried in there, says, no way. It is deeply flawed, and I'm not voting. And she certainly was one of the deciding factors of this. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Take out your wallet, look in your purse. Do you understand your health care? I can tell you honestly, I don't understand mine. I am, if nothing, irate trying to figure out what's covered, what's not covered, what I owe. It is, frankly, brutal. So we all are frustrated with already what's going on with health care, and it doesn't seem to be any kind of an end in sight, period. When we look at the polls, the latest CVS poll says 29% approve of Trump's handling of health care. So what does that mean? Trump's overall approval rating as president is 35%. It is the lowest since he's been in office. Republicans got that final blow that I mentioned. Senator Susan Collins, Republican from Maine, said she opposes the health care bill that would repeal and replace Obamacare. So she's the third Republican to oppose the bill, which means it likely doesn't make its way out of the chamber because it won't go nowhere. You can't go anywhere with that. So health care, and nothing different happening. You know, we've been in this maze since the beginning of health care when the original bill was passed. And the 3 years that I went to Washington, how often was I told, well, we're working on, we had to get something through, which I get that there was no way they could get anything through, and we're going to pick apart what isn't working, and we're going to try to get bipartisan support for it. Well, none of that really happened. So all the way around, it's the American people who have lost from the very beginning, no matter what kind of version of whatever we looked at. The one thing that seemed to help a lot of people, and I know this from my own family, was pre-existing conditions, because no longer could you be denied because of pre-existing conditions, nor did you have to pay an outrageous amount of money as a result of that. I don't think this is over, but I don't think, and I said this 6 months ago, there was this push to have something repealed and replaced and something different, but I said we wouldn't see that this year. It's impossible. Now you have Orrin Hatch, who is saying not only is it impossible, he's saying that when you look at where we are with this period, it might be that this whole repeal effort period is impossible. So while we're drowning in tax problems and relief efforts for Harvey, Irma, and Maria, and Puerto Rico in a terrible, terrible state, we still stand on shaky ground when it comes to health care in this country and what's going on with the arguments with the elected representatives that we've chosen who continue to try to pass the hot potato around, and it looks like that's what's going to happen now. And you heard Rand Paul saying no, he's going to vote no on the measure if it comes up. There's supposed to be a roll call by the end of the week. That way everybody would be on record, and it's looking like that's probably what we're going to get. In the meantime, I have to seg into this because I've heard about this dire situation in Puerto Rico, even the president, of course, was saying that you look at this Cat 4 hurricane and the people are in very deep trouble. There's broken infrastructure, of course, massive debt, and you've got the electrical grid. Awful shape already. Now it's destroyed billions and billions of dollars. So food, water, medical supplies, that's the kind of stuff that's being ramped up and dumped, frankly, in Puerto Rico. It's a humanitarian crisis on all levels. 3.4 million U.S. citizens in that territory don't have fuel, water, food. And, of course, there are not a lot of flights off the island as you would expect. If I were to paint you a picture, we've seen this familiar picture too often in the United States. Think of tree after tree after tree being uprooted, blocking your way as you try to make your way down a street that is ravaged and thick with scraps of houses and torn apart, you name it, blocking your way. And then, of course, what kind of water, if there is any water that's flowing, dirty water filled with unimaginable amounts of really toxic stuff. How quickly can more help be gotten for Puerto Rico? That's really the question. And it's bad. It's a bad, 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 awful blow to them. And I think it's going to take a long time for that rebuilding effort, just like we're seeing with Irma in Key West and also in other parts of Florida. Imagine on an island, because it's not easy to get to. In fact, even the creator of Hamilton is pushing for quick aid to Puerto Rico. His parents were born, Lin-Manuel Miranda, his parents were born in Puerto Rico, and he's pretty outspoken about what's happening with the disaster relief and saying that there's going to be a lot of dead people. And that's the deal, that most of the damage a lot of times when these hurricanes hit, it's really after the fact that is so, so critical. So any resources that can possibly get to Puerto Rico, I think there has to be more of a push for that. It's sad to see what is, what is happening there. And, you know, look, it's the same thing of what happened with Harvey and people who are trying to put back the pieces of their lives in a city that was deluged by a massive, ridiculous amount of water. All right, as we kind of move down the list of shock and awe, right, it's been that way for a couple of months. If we go off of the mainland and go to North Korea, and you think about what's happening in North Korea, there is this take on what's going on with Kim Jong-un, and we've got the Navy out there lying in wait in case something is, you know, gets out of control. It's an absurd situation in other ways, and absurd is the word they were using from the White House. The North Korean Foreign Minister's statement that the U.S. has declared war on Pyongyang, the White House said, is ridiculous, is absurd. We haven't declared on North Korea, and the suggestion is ridiculous. Stay with us. Much more coming your way. Some quick hits on the flip side with me, Kate Delaney, on America Tonight.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
North Korea openly threatens the U.S. and launches a new missile every other week. Their warhead of choice? Electromagnetic pulse. Such an event would cripple the U.S. power grid for years and leave millions in the dark. Are you ready? You can be with a Solark EMP-hardened solar generator. Solark works day in and day out to keep your essentials protected. You can have peace of mind knowing your power will be there when you most need it. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to see EMP testing. That's PortableSolarLLC.com. Energy insurance for your family.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our bank failure survival guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. Tell me how long you gonna stay here, Joe. Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway in the sunshine, where the days are long.
Now I don't leave any goodies. Ventura Highway. I spent some time there as I least live in California. Big shout out to all of our pals in Cali listening to the show. Boy, I'll tell you what, I was kind of watching a smattering of college football over the weekend, and worth bringing up. I'm a huge college football fan. I watched Penn State nearly not pull it out against Iowa. For all the people listening in Iowa, oh, so close. That was one heck of a game. 21-19, the final score there. And then our, Florida fans, they get a scare too as well. And then Florida State now out losing too. So their backs are against the wall. But the Gators narrowly beating Kentucky 28-27. That was a fun game to watch. I've actually gotten a lot of emails from many of you asking me, who do you root for? So anyway, for California, USC played Cal, and I've been to a couple of those games. That's a heated rivalry, but the Trojans beat them by 10 points. And I'll tell you what, you look at Darnold, you look at Sam Darnold, who is the quarterback there, and he throws a nice, deep ball. He'll probably be an interesting draft choice coming up perhaps next year when it comes to the NFL. All right, I said we were going to do kind of that zigging zagging thing, and because I feel like as we jump back into this, there's so much to talk about. I was excited to come on the air today after a little bit of travel, and we've got Forbes books at bedtime coming up and whatnot, and it's been wild to see what's happened because of Maria that I just talked about and the storm victims and the dire needs therein and the people trying to jam inside the San Juan airport, just trying to get out. Somebody described it as being like the end of the world. It was a desperate feeling. And that same feeling is in parts of Houston, but so many people have reached out. And, of course, I mean, even a couple of dollars here or there and some great organizations that are doing almost 100% have really done a lot to help people get back on their feet because it's very, very tough. So while that's happening, here's a little bit of the other side of it, the tax relief. You had Democrats who were slamming Republicans for this tax relief package of the three hurricanes I mentioned. And they're saying that with benefits that weren't approved after Superstorm Sandy. So the opposition kept the bill, which was introduced Friday, and brought up a special procedure from getting the needed two-thirds majority for passage, as we all know, as an emergency item. Another vote using that procedure only requires a majority is expected later this week. For example, Congressman Curbelo, a Florida Republican whose district includes the Keys, urged his colleagues to do something to approve it quickly because people hit by the storm need help now. And they don't want to wait. And if you go back and you remember, Congress took about 3 months to consider an aid package after Sandy, and they never even debated a package of tax breaks that was similar to the one enacted after Hurricane Katrina smashed the Gulf Coast in 2005. So I think it's important that they figure that out. I mean, come on, let's figure this thing out and get this moving and help some people. But I'm proud of what communities have done. I have seen some unbelievable things. I've been involved in some of them, but I've seen some unbelievable things, and I'm not surprised by people in their own communities, what they're doing to help people in Houston and Florida, and now, frankly, a lot of people trying to help in Puerto Rico. Let's go to Izzy in the great state of Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kay.
Hello.
It's been a long time.
How are you?
I spent 2 weeks worrying about family in Houston and Tampa.
I know.
I thought I was going to have to take out stock options in Zantac. My daughter's
in Tampa. Yes, it was rough.
And my brother's in Tampa, but that messed him. Anyway, my rant. Then I have a question for you.
Sure.
I hope the NFL falls flat on its face this year. They do not deserve attendance. These clowns are the most overpaid, undereducated punks going. And that taking of the knee before the anthem is pure crap, Kate, because it's still the same thing Colin Kaepernick was bringing in on a political issue about racism. It doesn't have squat to do with racism. So taking a knee before the anthem, rubbish. That's just rough. And by the way, don't they have the American flag on most of their helmets?
No, yeah. It depends on the team and what they've got on it, yeah.
Well, I said most. I didn't say all.
Yeah. Yeah, a few.
But I know some do. Anyway, no, I hope they just, and I hope Colin Kaepernick never gets another contract ever in his life. He doesn't.
It's not looking like that.
He doesn't deserve squat. Okay, what happened to Paul?
Coming back to Tuesdays with Paul. He's back on this week.
Well, where was
coming
he?
On
was
the
he
next
ill
show.
Or something? You said he was getting better. I heard one of the soldiers said, well, he's getting better. Better than what?
Yes, he nearly died.
I had tacos ready for him.
You had tacos ready for him. Well, he'll be liking that tomorrow. He's 100% now, so he's good.
What was wrong with him? I mean, if I may ask.
No. He had kind of what was simulated to a heart attack at 45. And he's in good shape. He's not overweight. He's none of those things.
Was it an actual heart attack?
It was
one of those little ischemic.
Yes, that's what it was. But it was very scary, short of breath, like out of breath, really frightening. Emergency room stuff.
I'll send him one of my oxygen tanks to have on hand.
Good, no, that's good.
That so surprised me because I was like, what's wrong with Paul?
Yeah,
he can't be sick.
I can't have that. No, you're right. He's good now, so, and he's excited. He's back on tomorrow.
Okay, so everything's okay. His test came out okay.
Yep.
Okay, zinc, Nature's Healer. Yep.
Oh, that's true. You've said that forever to me. Yes.
And lecithin is good for your heart. Very good for your heart. So is selenium. If you have a lung issue.
Okay, so I just wrote that down, especially that zinc. Thanks, Izzy. That's awesome.
Bye-bye.
Wow, see, I said that. Everybody, you know what? Izzy does not shy away from her opinion, so she doesn't agree with, like, what we had a caller, Richard, who called us from Louisville in our last hour, who said, listen, there's a difference that they didn't, you know, they didn't kneel down during the anthem. They stood up. And that's what I think. I think that there's a differing opinion of what is a protest, what isn't a protest, like the players in Pittsburgh staying in the locker and not coming out till after the anthem. So where does it go? So it's, you know, in this show, it's running kind of 60-40, not to take a knee, not to be disrespectful, that it's more respectful to the flag, disrespectful to the flag and everything it stands for and has nothing to do with the other. And it started last year. Here's what I wonder. Okay, so I get what happened this week because that was ignited because of the tweets. Well, not because of the tweets, because of what the press said in Alabama. But how long does that continue? I think it continues into next week. How long does it continue after that? I don't know. You know, here's what Mike Tomlin said, the coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. He said, we're not going to play politics. We're football players. We're football coaches. We're not participating in the anthem today, not to be disrespectful of the anthem, but to remove ourselves from the circumstance. And he said, people shouldn't have to choose. If a guy wants to go about his normal business and participate in the anthem, he shouldn't be forced to choose sides. If a guy feels the need to do something, he shouldn't be separated from his teammate who chooses not to. So he basically decided, we're not going to play. That's what he decided. We're not going to be in the middle of this at all. We're not getting involved in any of the politics. I'm abstaining from the whole thing. But knowing Mike Tomlin, that's what he does, period. Coming up next, Forbes Books at Bedtime.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you, and you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Welcome to Forbes Books at Bedtime with Kate Delaney and Greg Stebbin.
Greg, really excited to be joined by Ethan Vesely. Presenso is his company. And wait till you hear this, Greg. You ready for this? It's an emerging Israeli startup with a solution for big data machine learning to prevent factory machine breakdown. So you can imagine how important this could be to a lot of people. I think it's very intriguing. The company, and this is what I also am interested in, has raised significant VC funding, and it's part of Microsoft Startup Accelerator. So the CEO, Ethan Vesely, joins us now. And Ethan, thanks so much for spending some time with us. And I have a really simple question, but what is Presenso?
Oh, so you kind of touched it. We are bringing the entire hype of predictive analytics and artificial intelligence into, I would say, the rather a bit lagging industrial domain. So our solution, which is entirely cloud-based and unsupervised machine learning-based solution, it interfaces and reads machine-generated data, as in temperature measurements, pressure measurements, voltages, all the other measurements that are constantly measured as part of the process, in order to enable predictive maintenance. Namely, we can tell when a machine is about to fail long before traditional monitoring systems can.
So what you're saying is that you're now in a position with the company Presenso to have machines monitoring machines, and that they're better at it than us as humans.
Exactly. Yeah. You put it right. You put it the right way.
And so how does that work? If I'm a human in a factory, and I've spent a little time in factories, I can walk around, I can check meters and valves and things like that. I don't think you're describing robots walking around doing the same thing that humans used to do, so there must be something new here. Can you paint a picture for us of it?
Yeah, definitely. As you just described it, you know, replacing these people or technicians, which once in a while, usually once a week or once a month, go and check up on the equipment and how it behaves, we are taking all this sensor data in real time and using the advanced analytic capabilities that we have developed in order to constantly monitor 24/7 and with a resolution of detecting events that the human eye cannot even detect. For example, imagine that a human operator investing a fader in a machine now needs to correlate between 200 or 300 sensors in an effort to find some kind of root cause or at least a suspected event that could have led to the failure. So our solution takes all the data, could be hundreds, thousands, and tens of thousands of sensors in a facility, and 24/7 monitors them for any abnormal sensor measurement. And after finding and extracting these abnormal sensor measurements, we also move forward and find and search and find for correlations or relationship between such anomalies detected. So eventually we're able to provide our customers or the facility technicians with what I like to call an X-ray image of what's going on in their machines.
Wow, that has to be incredibly valuable, I would think, and a big money saver for a lot of different companies. And what kind of companies are we talking about, Ethan?
Yeah, so at first we're targeting mainly, and this is where we're more active today, energy producers. You know, a downtime, one single day of an average-sized power-generating turbine is estimated at roughly $200,000 to $300,000 a day. So we're targeting these process industries which operate large machinery. They generate a lot of data. Downtime is very painful, and they lack the basic ability to analyze all the data that they generate.
We're talking with Ethan Veasley. He's the CEO of an Israeli company called Presenso. And Ethan, you're describing the scenario where I think you're saying instead of having humans checking valves and meters and things like that, you can actually implant an almost unlimited number of sensors in places around a factory and gather all of that data in real time. But ironically, how I discovered you was I saw a blog post that you wrote a few months ago called "Is Big Data the Frenemy?" Not the friend, not the enemy, but the frenemy of the factory owner. So it sounds like you actually have kind of a love-hate relationship with all this data.
We have a love relationship with all the data. The customers or the traditional industrial facilities today, they might have some kind of love-hate relationship with the data. What happens today is, you know, industrial IoT is emerging and people understand and they go and retrofit multiple sensors. And I just got off the phone with a huge industrial potential customer who is, he told me, I went out, put hundreds of sensors, new sensors, because I need to be taking part in this industrial revolution. So I have the data now. What do I do with it? And this is where we come in. This is, the clear example of the love-hate relationship with big data today.
Yeah, and what do you see as the future of big data, having said that, especially when we're talking about the industrial settings that you just painted the picture for us of the companies you work with?
Okay, so, and I'm just returning from a week in Germany in one of the largest Industry 4.0 trade shows that took place in Hanover 2 weeks ago. And this is undoubtedly a revolution that is already ongoing today. And as time will move forward, it will probably increase. And whoever wants to keep up his competitive edge has to board these Industry 4.0 or Industrial IoT platforms. It's led by the giants. You know, I'm talking about GE and Siemens and ABB and other giant players which are leading it. And I can see how people today are seeking Industry 4.0 solution without even completely understanding what is the meaning of it. But they know they have to do it. And this is happening today.
Well, and in fact, you know, in one of your blog posts, you made this great analogy that I think is worth sharing with our listeners. You wrote, a client once told me that big data is like an exclusive gym membership. Just because you've paid for it doesn't mean you will ever use it. And then you sum it up as, you know, buying into this without really understanding and committing to using it is similar to visiting the gym after your first heart attack. You've got to understand what you're doing and get the timing right. Is that right?
Yes, definitely. And this is what we're doing today and trying to complete or to enable these onboarding customers to use their gym on weekly or daily on continuous basis. They generate the data, we analyze it for them and give them back all the operational insights, which later on translates to additional revenue.
So what are, as you look at this on a daily basis, and this is your baby and it's going in, it sounds like, some incredible directions, what are the pitfalls? What are the setbacks that you sometimes have that you just move past and have to figure out and overcome?
Okay, so I would say that the main one is data security concerns, you know. One of the hurdles that these facilities or manufacturers who wish to board Industry 4.0 have to cross is that their consent to share data with cloud and external networks. And this is something, again, that hasn't stopped us until now, but it is a concern that we have to overcome in each and every new discussion with a customer.
Are you finding that in your industry, collaboration is more necessary than might have existed in previous business scenarios because of the creation of all this data and these security concerns?
Yes, it happens. It happens because there are a lot of layers, and collaboration is very, very important. Some companies provide solutions to extract the data from the machine. Other are deploying new sensors that generate more data. Other layers are providing the industrial automation or SCADA system that takes all the data from all the sensors to control the process. And it's very, very, layered industry. And by partnering with industrial automation infrastructure providers, by partnering with data management and BI solution providers, by partnering with OEMs and ONMs, operation maintenance and home equipment manufacturers. So this is something that we work and do on a regular basis in order to better position ourselves and better get more prepared and more fit to the market.
We're talking with Ethan Veasley. He's the CEO of the Israeli company Presenso. And Ethan, our last question for you, and we got to wrap this up.
Yeah.
So real quickly, given all the things you're talking about, and since we're doing this interview on a radio feature called Forbes Books at Bedtime, what keeps you up at night?
Good question. What keeps me up at night is the success of the business today, you know. Actually, most of the good thoughts, good ideas, and sometimes the answers to open questions come when I'm in bed trying to fall asleep.
Well, that's why you put that tablet by your bed. Ethan, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. Thanks.
Sure. Take care. Thank you for the time.
Heart heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Buy, sell, makeoffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews here to tell you that buysellmakeoffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and click the sign me up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at buysellmakeoffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Just talking to a rocket scientist, Olympia LaPointe. We go from Olympia to Dr. Joe Alton, who is a disaster preparedness expert and host of American Survival Radio. You know, we just watched the inauguration, and there's lots of questions about the wall, because this is one of the major themes for Donald Trump as he was crisscrossing around the United States and getting people interested in what his policies were going to be, what his vision was, and the vision was to build a wall. So, Dr. Alton, thanks so much for coming on. And as you know, this was a major theme that really struck a chord with a lot of people. So now we've got President Trump, the elect, is taken out of his name. What do you think's going to happen with his pledge regarding this wall, that so many people are waiting to see what happens and who's going to build it and who's going to pay for it? Do you think we're really going to see a wall?
Well, I think that's one of the major points of his entire campaign. Matter of fact, probably the cornerstone is that there's going to be some kind of physical wall on our 2,000-mile border with Mexico. I mean, it sounds improbable that you could even do that, but he's going to figure out a way to do it, and he keeps saying that Mexico is going to pay for it. And that's really where I come in. I wrote an article in the Daily Caller where I just sort of said that the Mexican president and many different presidents from before just simply said that it's just against our dignity as a country, our dignity as Mexicans. Now it's a matter of national pride. And we didn't have to go into all this, you're going to pay for the wall kind of thing. Look at it this way. Let's say I have a neighbor named Kate. Mm-hmm. And Kate has a Rottweiler that insists on pooping on my rose bushes. And so I think that building a fence between my property and Kate's is a pretty good idea. But asking Kate to pay for that fence, it's not so much of a good idea. You might think, hey, it's worth a shot. But if I demanded that, well, let's face it, I'm going to have worse relationships with Kate. She's not going to let me borrow her lawnmower. It's a big issue. Kate, you might not be able to, my neighbor Kate, might not be able to argue about my right to build a fence on my property, but she can argue against my demand that I finance it. So what we have here is taking a pretty reasonable relationship and throwing it right in the dumpster. And this is all for a side issue that I don't think a lot of people care about. I don't think a lot of people care who's going to pay for a wall, even those, matter of fact, maybe especially those who are in favor of it.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting too, because along the areas we're talking about, some of them already have some fencing, and it's not what we imagine, I think, in our minds. As I've traveled with the Border Patrol, I've been through many of those areas, and you know this. Certainly, you talk about these kind of things on your radio show. It's not what people think, is it, along the border?
No, as a matter of fact, I saw a video of two women that climbed the wall within, I would say, within a minute or two, they were over that fence that is currently up. So I think that that is a poor, so far, obstacle of people coming over. And the question is a wall going to be a better obstacle? Probably, but only if you do a lot to support that wall with virtual sensors, with increased Border Patrol presence. We have to really develop that if we're really going to make any type of difference. If we do, though, it is possible that we will save ourselves some money. You know, the government says that we spend probably about $113 billion on caring for illegal immigrants that come into our country. And so if we can make a dent in that, well, you know, they might even pay for the wall. Who knows?
Yeah. How important is it to have a wall or have some barrier?
Well, you know, 65 countries have some type of barrier or are currently building one. You know, illegal immigration is a big issue, not just in the United States, but a lot of different places. We saw very famously Hungary build a major border fence when it was having trouble getting Syrian refugees from crossing the country to get into Germany. So I think that we need to have some way of securing our border. If it's a wall, it's a wall. If it's not, it has to be something. Sensors, there's a virtual wall, basically, where we can identify people coming in. And we just definitely have to have a better presence and a more protected border patrol presence if we're going to really have any kind of border whatsoever. And that's a decision. Yes. We have to decide, are we going to have a border or not? And I think the voters decided that we need to have one because they elected the guy whose cornerstone for his campaign, that's the border.
Right. And as it takes shape, it'll be interesting to see, because I think there will be discussions in Congress. I do. I don't think this is we have three branches of government. Here's what he ran on. Here's what the push is. Because if there is going to be more funding for, as you know, Border Patrol, then all of that would have to be voted on. And so I think we're going to see this there's going to be an interesting discussion about this that's really going to happen in a much wider area than we've seen in the past. There's been discussions, but not like this. I think it's going to be, I think we're going to be hearing a lot about it from Congress, don't you?
Oh, not just that, Kate. We're going to be seeing lawsuits.
Yep.
From environmental impact people, from human rights people. Eric Holder in California has been retained to, I think, pretty much specifically fight the wall on the California border. There are Republican deficit hawks that say, you know, they don't want to spend that kind of money. It's going to affect the deficit. And how about the folks that happen to live along the Rio Grande River? If you have a house that's on the river, well, guess what? Your property is now condemned. and or has to be taken over by what they call public domain. So that's an issue. There is a way, though, that is possible that he could get payment for the wall, or that he could pay for the wall, and that's something called a border adjustment tax. And you may, if you've been to Europe, you might know it as a value-added tax, or a VAT, V-A-T. And in that circumstance, what happens is that a country, basically you're taxing imports that come into the country, and you are taxing exports, but you're getting the money back from exports. You get refunded for the things that you export. So for countries that we have a trade deficit with, let's say Mexico, we have a $13 billion trade deficit a year with Mexico, then that a percentage of that money would actually come into the United States every year. And since it's a border adjustment for all countries, you're not singling out Mexico and not making it a national insult to suggest that they specifically pay for a wall. So that's something that's been put forth by some economists. I don't know if it'll work, but 160 countries have it. So the question is, we could possibly have it too.
Yeah, border adjustment taxes. Again, that's another thing to look for. Good stuff. Dr. Joe Altman, if somebody wants to find you, how can they do that?
They can check me out at AmericanSurvivalRadio.com. You can see my articles in the Daily Caller, Intellectual Conservative, Conservative Truth, all sorts of different places on the Internet. And, Kate, thanks so much for having me.
Oh, that was terrific stuff. Thank you, Dr. Joe.
Bye, Kate.
So I think Dr. Joe brought up some really interesting things. We are going to, as far as the wall's concerned, we're going to see a lot of debate on this. We already are seeing a lot of debate on it. So it's not anything new. And like he said and I said, it was the cornerstone of Trump getting elected. So now this, now this is happening. And it, and he mentioned it. There are people that are advocating not to have the wall. So the push is, you know, full on to stop it as well. And what does that wall look like? What do you think that wall looks like? You know, the border fence between Mexico and the U.S., I was reading something the other day. Is it necessary? Immigration laws. What do our immigration laws look like? Well, we need good laws. We need to enforce good laws. Absolutely. And other nations have those expectations. But as Dr. Joe mentioned, and the border adjustment tax is a big thing. We know what's happened because of not enforcing the laws in the past. If you go back to Reagan's administration, I've said this before, for goodness sake, there were laws on the books, and those laws weren't enforced very well. And because they weren't enforced very well, and because people were hiring people illegally, let's face it, that's what happened. Then there was tunnels because there was profitability because of drugs and running drugs back and forth. So there are, this is a huge, huge, important, again, debate that we're going to see that's going to move from radio talk shows, newspaper opinion pieces, blogs, etc., to even, I think, more in the forefront once again in Washington. I think it's very important to do that. Thanks so much to all of you for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.